What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, from the world of political correctness, apparently there's a museum in Boston that honors the popular children's author Dr. Seuss, and it's been caught up in a PC conflict regarding an illustration from Dr. Seuss' very first book, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. This was published in 1937. And apparently a lot of people are trying to basically force the museum to remove the offending image. And now they're being criticized for yielding to political correctness. So it can't do it one way or the other. And apparently the issue was that this book, published in 1937, depicted a Chinese man with chopsticks, a pointed hat, and slanted eyes. Now, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but in 1937, Chinese field workers wore pointed hats. They do use chopsticks. And it is just seriously getting out of control. They even admit it was a perfectly appropriate illustration for 1937, but now in 2017, it has to be banned. Again, this is part of a larger campaign to erase our culture, to erase our heritage, to erase our identity, to make it easier for the globalists to control us. A lot of people are very, very upset over something that happened at the Frankfurt Book Fair. It's the world's largest publishing event. And apparently the upset is caused by a string of books for young readers that are basically selling the ideas of gender fluidity and transsexuality. Now, these are kids. We're not talking about adults who are dealing with issues of their identity. We're talking about easily impressionable kids. And, of course, the LGBT community is out there celebrating. We've broken the last taboo in children's writing. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And apparently one of the books was Introducing Tilly. This is Thomas the teddy bear, who partway through the book says, I've always known that I'm a girl teddy, not a boy teddy. Now, here's my concern about this. Is this convincing children that they should want to be this way, as opposed to simply making it acceptable for them to deal with the confusion? In other words, how much of this whole gender fluidity is being imposed from outside? And we keep hearing these stories about people who go through gender reassignment surgery and they realize their problems are still just as bad, and they even try and go on back. And remember, we ran this story about this guy who wanted to do a study about people who had done the transgender surgery, then they'd gone on back. He wanted to count them up and see how many there were. Was banned. Politically incorrect. You can't do that. Political correctness is being used as a tool of dictatorship to simply say, you can't talk about this, you can't use these words, you can't say this, you can't question that. It's politically incorrect. Well, screw political correctness. I'm sorry. There are real issues out there that need to be discussed. Getting on back to Harvey Weinstein, it's not just Hollywood where this stuff is going on. Story that came on out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Apparently, Jason Moore, a former attaché of the Canadian High Commission, diplomat, pleaded guilty last year of three counts of making indecent or pseudo photographs of a child between December 2010 and April 2015. And he pled guilty to one count of possessing a prohibited image of a child and one count of possessing an extreme pornographic image. So it's not like Anthony Weiner was all that unique. Now, apparently up in Canada, their child porn laws are so strict that even faking a child porn image in Photoshop is punishable. So what is it about wealth and power and fame that it does this to people? I'd certainly like to find out someday. Getting back on over to California, those fires are still growing. Huge amount of damage, more evacuations ordered. And they're trying to drop hints that this may be a terrorist attack, or at least it's arson. I think these fires are out of control. Again, the budgets for the fire breaks, keeping those fire break roads open, were simply cut. And they were allowed to grow over, and that's why these fires are just driven before the wind. These fires shouldn't be this large if those fire breaks were where they were supposed to be. And apparently, again, there's a big stink over the fact that some of the world's largest water bombers, and we're not talking about the 747 out of California, but the Russian water bombers. Russia has said, we will send those over there to help you, and the U.S. is saying, no, you're our enemy. You'll use those water bombers to spread vodka on the fire, or some such nonsense as that. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And isn't it amazing, as all this destruction is hitting California, and now the wine country is catching fire, that the government is going to put politics ahead of the people and refuse the offer of assistance from Russia. Now, we've been talking about medical costs, medical quality. It's a big, big issue. And over at John Rappaport, they have an article, "The Medical Holocaust No One Wants to Expose." And apparently, it's reporting on an article, a study, "Is U.S. Health Care Really the Best in the World?" published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This is as legitimate as you get. And they like to say our medical care is the best in the world. It's actually ranked about 30 seconds. Here's what this study found. Every single year in the U.S., there are 12,000 deaths from unnecessary surgeries. There are 7,000 deaths from medication errors in hospitals. There are 20,000 deaths from other errors in hospitals. There are 80,000 deaths from infections acquired in hospitals, 106,000 deaths from FDA-approved, correctly prescribed medicines. So medically caused deaths in the U.S. are 225,000 every single year. That means the U.S. medical system is the third leading cause of death in the United States, behind heart disease and cancer. That's pretty insane. You're much more likely to be killed by your doctor than by somebody with an AR-15. Now, Greenpeace, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with them. When they were first starting up, I got involved and I was a supporter. And then I discovered that much of their agenda was politically driven, and they got a little too global warmy for me. And don't forget, one of the founders of Greenpeace actually admitted that their prediction about Greenland losing all of its ice in 20 years was just propaganda to get people to support the anti-global warming agenda. So I'm not as fond of Greenpeace as I used to be. But in this case, they have raised a valid issue. And that is that many of these nuclear waste pools, and they're pointing particularly to France and Europe, but they're saying basically these waste pools are vulnerable to being used in a terror attack. The materials in them are very flammable. All you have to do is breach the pool so that the cooling solution leaks on out, and they'll catch fire. And that's a big problem. They're not really well secured at all. And Greenpeace is right to point at this. Meanwhile, of course, there is this issue of the ruthenium-106 being detected all across Europe, and now it's in Greece. And ruthenium is basically mined. It's a contaminant, if you will, of certain metals being mined, platinum-class metals. And it's separated out and sold as its own commodity. And it is sold for durability and various other industrial applications. But it is radioactive. And the ruthenium-106 is the longest-lived isotope at 360-some-odd days. Now, its other use, it's used for cancer therapy machines. Now, those are very carefully monitored and tracked following a really horrible accident that happened some years ago in South America, where somebody had a cesium cancer radiotherapy machine. There wasn't any tracking on it. They got a new machine. They threw the old one out without removing the cesium capsule, and people scavenging in the trash found the machine, broke open that capsule, thought it was really cool. The stuff glowed blue in the dark and triggered one of the worst radiological contamination accidents in the world. So those radiotherapy machines are very carefully tracked and monitored by the relevant authorities. Ruthenium-106 is used for one other purpose, and that is as a source of heat for radioisotope thermoelectric generators used on satellites. Now, most civilian satellites, because of concerns about nuclear material in orbit, most civilian satellites use solar cells. So I'm taking a guess here that somebody's secret clandestine military satellite powered by a ruthenium radioisotope thermoelectric generator has fallen to Earth and crashed somewhere in Eastern Europe. And the ruthenium is just leaking out from there. And hopefully they will find it and dispose of it at some point. There's a lot of stuff falling out of the sky. There's a lot of stuff up there. We had one come down over our island and over Maui about, I think it was just about a year ago. It's quite spectacular. Getting into the world of computers, apparently Facebook and Instagram are experiencing extreme outages. People are complaining all over the place. Outage report and down detector are basically saying it's a major problem. QS, Hungary, Kosovo, Germany, Poland, and other countries. And this is the second widespread outage for both social networks. And remember, Instagram is owned by Facebook. This is in less than 2 months. And Facebook is blaming today's outage on unspecified technical issues, meaning one of two things. They got hacked, or their software isn't really up to the task. And again, we're dealing with a real crisis in our country, in that the software on our computers, and this includes the military computers, it's not secure, it's not robust. Programmers and software development company management are basically relying on the increase in speed of processors to justify sloppy code writing. Now, I remember when I was a kid and first starting to learn about computers, and we had an IBM, I can't even remember the model number, but it programmed in Fortran 4. And because of how slow the machine ran, it was a specific goal to get your code to run as fast and efficiently as possible. And that was an issue again when we started getting into computer animation, because rendering, especially ray tracing, it's very compute intensive. And you want to get all the power out of that processor that you can. But most commercial software houses, they just say, oh, well, we're going to have slow software and we'll just let the processor improvements do it. Remember when Microsoft's Flight Simulator X first came on out? And it ran very slow and very jerky on all the machines that were available at that time. And it actually came with a little paper slip inside saying, yes, you're going to experience slowness because we've designed Flight Simulator X to take advantage of future improvements in processor capability, meaning they couldn't get it to work efficiently. And they wanted to sell it anyway, so they sold it with this lame excuse about how we have had the foresight to write this code for the future processors and so forth. And which I do like Flight Simulator X. I'm not big into computer games. The only games I allow myself are spaceflight simulators and that sort of ilk. Anyway, all right, let's grab a phone call. We have Yvonne in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Hi, Mike. Okay, about Facebook, I didn't know that they crashed today, But yesterday I noticed that they were shadow banning comments about Harvey Weinstein. A friend of mine, I went onto their page, and they get a lot of views. They have a lot of followers. And
yes.
I went to comment on one of their previous posts. I went to put a link on a post that they had put up a few days earlier. And I went, oh, look at that. They have a Harvey Weinstein. He had two Harvey Weinstein posts that never showed up in my feed, and I usually check it every night. And then I noticed that nobody had commented on it, nobody had liked it, and that's very unusual for him. In fact, it never happens. So they were shadow banning it. And then I went on to Twitter, because I said, you know, let me give him a little hate on Twitter, right? And mm-hmm. The first thing that showed up was a picture of Harvey Weinstein, and it said trending, and it was a post where it said, people are sick and tired of hearing the phrase, oh, I have a daughter, or something like that. And in other words, the implication was that people are tired of hearing about it,
mm-hmm.
which is disgusting because that's not true. You know, nobody's tired of hearing about it. And then also in regards to him, Corey Feldman?
Yes. I know of him. I've never met him.
Yeah, you know, you should interview him on your show. He's really, really, a really cool guy. He wrote a book called, I know he's been on, you know, he's talked on talk shows about the pedophilia in Hollywood, but he also wrote a book called Choreography, which is a very short book, and it's very easy to read, and it's very fun, because he talks about, like, the Goonies and, you know, being behind the set, the kind of stuff that you talk about sometimes, you know,
yes.
And it makes it fun to read. And, but he also, you know, he talks about the pedophilia, but in a way where it's palatable. And, he really makes the reader understand that the Hillary Clinton female types in Hollywood are mm-hmm. as much of a problem as the men.
Because they are. They absolutely are. When I was working on, Brain Scan, the star of that movie was Eddie Furlong, who was the kid from Terminator 2. And he was having an affair with his studio-supplied teacher. In fact, he missed a shot because they were off doing the nasty somewhere on the lot and they couldn't find him. And so I'm in the weird position of actually having a double credit on that movie. I'm the on-set visual effects supervisor, and I'm also a stunt hand where they used my hand instead of Eddie Furlong for the final fight scene.
There was that other one, too. Oh, God, what was her name? She was really popular. I can't remember her name, but there's a picture of her, like, kissing a little boy when she was, like, in her 20s.
What was the Brady Bunch? Who played the mother?
Oh, her, too. Yeah, her too. Okay,
yeah.
Her, and then yeah.
And she was having an affair with one of the kids. She was having an affair with one of the actors playing her kid.
Right.
Florence Henderson.
Right. There was her. Yes.
Florence Henderson.
There was her. Mm-hmm. And then there was the one that she was married to a famous actor. I can't remember her name, but it'll come to me after I hang up, I'm sure. But a lot of these females now with Harry Weinstein, they're trying to come out like acting like they're victims. But I feel like if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, you're too old to play the victim. It's too late because it means you knew for decades that, according to Corey Feldman's book, he talks about, it's very sad, he talks about a lot of parents, mothers, in his case his own mother, that was just pimping him out. I mean, well aware.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you look at that whole Michael Jackson situation with the little kids, and you have to realize those parents were willing to let their kids be exposed to this for the honor of being in the presence of the great Michael Jackson. And now, of course, we know that Obama had one of his daughters interning with Weinstein. It's a sin bin is what it is. Anyway, Yvonne, we're going to let you go.
Thanks,
we got to do a commercial
okay.
break here, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about computers. And the malware problem is clearly out of control. It's costing the American worker, the American consumer, billions of dollars every single year. It is a clear and present danger about which the government chooses to do nothing whatsoever. And certainly the costs of the ransomware are out of control. The dangers from ransomware affecting hospitals are putting patients' lives at risk. And as we mentioned in that earlier report, they're already risking their lives just being in that hospital to begin with. So apparently there are malicious iOS applications that create fake login pop-ups that look exactly like the ones used by Apple. And basically, they're saying you can protect yourself from the fake pop-up scam by never inputting passwords into an Apple pop-up. Instead, you should go into your iPhone settings menu and enter it there to confirm it's a real request from Apple. But again, this isn't really a solution, because they're putting the burden of dealing with the malware on us, the end user. And that's not what we paid Apple all that money to have. We want a device that makes our lives easier, more productive, more organized, not something that becomes a permanent lifestyle of patching and hacking and working around. But again, as long as computer software and hardware is indemnified against product liability, we're going to get sloppy products. And that's exactly what's going on here. Now, as you know, there's been a big, huge stink by the Department of Homeland Security to ban Kaspersky software from all U.S. government offices and strongly recommend that Americans stop doing business with them. There's been a new development. Apparently, in 2015, Israel hacked Kaspersky, and they got into Kaspersky's systems. And then they basically turned around and said to the NSA, oh, there's something nefarious there. So there may be something inside Kaspersky, and it may be that Israel put it there. Now, Google has enough problems already with public relations, and they just had another one. Apparently, their Google Smart Speaker, the Home Mini, has a problem with the touch sensor on the top, and as it turns out, it's been recording everything you say in front of it and sending it to Google all the time, even when you think it's turned off. And Google is out there saying, oops, our bad, and they're going to issue a software update to resolve the issue. Personally, I would never have one of those in my home. I mean, I already have the cell phone spying on me on behalf of advertisers and marketers and the government. I don't need another device listening to me as I wander around my home banging into the walls. If you are a pornography fan, and I know a lot of you are, apparently Pornhub was hit by a hack. That means anyone who used it could have contracted a virus. And apparently there is a secret malvertisement has been running on the site for more than a year. And it works by infiltrating people's computers and then having their machine taken over, all without your knowledge. Now, the problem was shut down almost as soon as it was discovered, but it has been running quietly for more than a year, and the damage could have spread across the entire internet. So it really is out of control. And we'd all like to think there's a magic wand that we can wave over our computers that will make these problems go away. But frankly, until we start catching some of these cyber criminals and nailing them to the wall, let them hang there until they rot, it's not going to go away. Because this idea that you just need to buy a new piece of software, a new piece of anti-malware, it's turned it into a game. Nobody sees that there's a moral dimension to this anymore. It's about, my hackers are better than your hackers. Let's go at it. We're having fun. Our team's going to win. Our team's going to win. And the American people are the losers. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Donald Trump's war with the corporate media just ramped up a notch. Because apparently NBC ran a story that Trump is planning a dramatic increase in the nation's nuclear arsenal. And the White House has absolutely denied that. Apparently the report in NBC was a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. And, of course, this was all news to President Trump's national security team. And Trump is now basically threatening NBC over this fake news. And in another article over there in the New York Daily News, Trump is saying it may be time to challenge the licenses of these on-air news broadcasters. And they have a comment about President Trump has made the First Amendment his number one enemy. That's not entirely accurate. He's made liars his enemy. And well, you should. The First Amendment is not there to protect liars. It's there to protect people who tell the truth from a government that lives on lies. So that is really heating on up. And speaking of NBC, there's a story one of our members just put on up about how apparently freelance correspondent Ronan Farrow is the guy who broke the Weinstein story over in The New Yorker. And a lot of people were scratching their heads and saying, well, this guy normally works for NBC. What's he doing over at The New Yorker? The story is coming on out that NBC basically tried to kill the story, tried to spike it. Because it's an embarrassment to our good friend Harvey. We can't have this out there. It makes him look bad. He is bad. If you are bad, you should look bad. That's the way the real world is supposed to work. And it reminds me again of when Roger Morris and Sally Denton got hold of Barry Seal's documents about the Iran-Contra gun and drug running following his assassination. And they wrote up a very good article for their employer at the Washington Post. And it cleared fact-checking by the Washington Post lawyers. It was cleared for publication. And managing editor Bob Kaiser, a Skull and Bones alumni with President Bush, basically spiked the story, and they wound up having to take it over to Penthouse. So remember what Operation Mockingbird is all about. All the top executives at all of these media outlets, they're CIA assets, and yes, a lot of them are also members of The Chosen. And they're looking out for each other. They don't have a commitment to journalistic integrity and telling the truth. They're there to sell you things. They're there to sell you that Weinstein is a really nice guy. They're there to sell you that Trump is a horrible colluder with Russia. They're there to sell you the new car, which nobody has any money to buy. They're there to sell you the next war. That's what their job is. So now we have NBC has been outed for trying to suppress the Weinstein story. And apparently Ronan Farrow has gone public with this, saying, yeah, he took this to NBC, and they absolutely said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to touch it. Shows you the power of Hollywood. Getting on back to computers now. Apparently OnePlus is a sort of an upstart cell phone company, and it took on the big guns with the help of their very affordable handsets. They have an in-house version of Android dubbed Oxygen OS, but apparently there is a problem. The company's approach to data sharing is very problematic, and security researcher Chris Moore has repeatedly pointed out the manufacturer's Oxygen OS-based devices not only gather a ton of user data, but they also tie this into the individual devices and the user accounts in particular. Why is that a problem? Well, it opens up the door to malevolence. Now, it's one thing for marketing people to go on out and collect bulk data about, you know, what website is the most popular, what TV show is the most popular. It's not tied to individuals. But it's quite another to go on out there and have this data tied to individuals so you can go on in and say, what is this one person looking at? And that's got a lot of people very, very worried. And again, part of the problem is these executives at these companies that are siphoning out this data, nothing ever happens to them. So they're going to go on abusing the system, abusing you, abusing me. And it's going to lead to more disasters like Equifax. And Equifax is now admitting they lost 15.2 million with an M data on all of these breaches. Remember when they said it was 400,000? Nope. 15.2 million. And apparently Equifax didn't even admit it. This came out of Blighty's National Cybersecurity Center. So the worst data hack in history is getting worse because apparently, along with everything else, the Equifax breach exposed driver's license information onto the dark web, which I'm sure is going to be gratefully received by all those people trying to fake the next election or steal the next election. And another article saying the same thing I was over at QZ.com. The Equifax breach happened because today's executives know they have nothing to fear. And that's absolutely right. Let's grab a phone call. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I think some of these new fixes to help technology perform better are really just pushing us in the direction they want us to go. They're products to buy to fix this faulty stuff, and it just means more money that we have to pay out. And it all takes us in a direction they want us to go. It's just awful. Now, I have my reception, the sweet spots in my home where I can get the show. It used to be I could just stick it here on the counter and do my work, and it's all in one place, and I could hear everything, turn things on and off when I want to. Now I have to travel throughout the house to find where I can tape some, where I can hear some. And it's slowly disappearing, and the radio has become so hard to hear. The reception has gotten it's just disappearing every day. The last four shows, I'm lucky to get the end of the show. I just got an hour, I think, the last time.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of questions. You use the word radio. Are you talking about an internet streaming radio?
No, I just have a plain CC radio, digital radio, because I'm not. I'm not a tech person. So anyone who just wants to hear you on a radio, you know, Mr. Mike, the producer, he does a wonderful job. It's almost, I don't know how he manages to do what he's doing, but something was just knocked off. Something started interfering, and he got that knocked off, and you back on. I usually can't hear the show by about this time. So, you know, this is South Central Texas. Okay.
Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're listening to us on an over-the-air broadcaster, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What are the call letters?
It's 104.9.
Okay.
And yeah, you can hear how bad it is.
All right. Well, you can turn that down right. Okay, well, I mean, there's a couple of different things can happen depending upon how far you are from the transmitter site. If you're listening to Skip, I mean, right now we know solar activity can get in the way of that. It may just be that your radio is kind of wearing out and it's time to get a new one, or it may be that the radio station has changed its broadcast pattern, because the FCC, every once in a while, if somebody complains of overlap and interference, they'll come on in and say you have to change your broadcast pattern, and they can shift it away from you. Station I used to do a lot of work with in terms of talk shows was KKCR out on the island of Kauai, and for a while they had a repeater right here on Oahu, but unfortunately that started interfering with a station that was down on Maui, and they had to take it down. Apparently, according to Michael, you're listening to us on a low power micro broadcaster. We are the darling of the Part 15 transmitters, and it may just be that he's moved his antenna you know, if I were you, I'd think about maybe getting a new high-end radio, like a shortwave. Again, I recommend very highly, I absolutely love this thing, this Texan phase lock loop, shortwave, AM, FM, single sideband. It's a wonderful, wonderful radio. It's well worth the money.
Where do you buy it?
I ordered it online. I had to order it online.
What's it, Tex? What is it?
It's TECSUN.
TECSUN.
And the specific model is the P as in Papa, L as in Lima, 880. And
yeah,
I absolutely love this thing. Yeah, I love this thing.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
October's my giving month, and I'm going to be sending you money, even if I can't get the show. And if things keep getting worse for everyone technically, and if they keep maneuvering us around and doing whatever they're supposed to do with all these tech problems that other people are having, I hope maybe you'll consider a newsletter, maybe something that can be mailed to us. I mean, I don't want to lose.
Oh yes, in my copious amounts of free time. We'll definitely add that.
If all else fails, I just don't want to lose your news. That's all I know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But then, you know, that's everything I do on the show is also on the website. So it's not like there's an additional newsletter needed or warranted. I mean, really, Claire and I work like 16 hours a day on all this stuff.
I'm sure.
We just can't take on anymore. We can't take on it. We're old people. You know, I'm building a new public image of curmudgeon. That's my new public image, curmudgeon.
Yes. Well, if we collapse, just don't rule it out. If everything collapses, you know.
No, I don't rule anything out, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. Yeah. Anyway, Sherry, I got to let you go.
Thanks.
Oh, apparently the owner of your microstation just called. So I'm going to let you go back and talk to Michael and see about if they're going to be able to sort you out there. Okay, so thank you very much. And we're going to let you go talk to Mike and the owner of that transmitter. We're going to get back to the news here. And basically, James O'Keefe has done it once again, where he has come out with two videos. And in one video, he's got a technician from YouTube. Hang on a second. Let me just check something here. He's got a technician from YouTube openly admitting that above the level of the search algorithms, they're picking and choosing what stories get the most coverage, and it's automatic. The established corporate media gets the top of the search, and everybody else comes down below that. So they're basically trying to hide the independent media. And the guy on the video says, well, you know, if they're searching for Alex Jones, they went there to find him anyway. And yes, they'll find him, and it's just going to be a few pages down. I assume that applies to me as well. Then he got another tape of a New York Times editor bragging about colluding with YouTube to push the political agenda, and basically got New York Times audience strategy editor Nick Dudich basically saying he exploits his position at the Times to promote content that is intentionally sought to, among other things, damage President Trump's businesses as a means toward forcing his resignation. So, I mean, that's what's going on. The online social media corporations have become just as corrupt as the corporate media. They're trying to control what you're saying. They're trying to control what you see. They're shadow banning every dirty trick they can think of to try and keep the truth from coming on out. That this government lies to us. It has always lied to us. The corporate media are the handmaiden in all those lies. Whether it's Saddam's nuclear weapons, human-caused global warming, Assad's sarin gas, and whatever it is they're going to blame on North Korea to try and start that war. Like that ridiculous idea that the crashed helicopter in Okinawa was shot down by North Korea from 800 miles away. That is really, really ridiculous. Now then, over in Beijing, China, they just got their first snowfall. And it sort of underscores how notoriously short this autumn has been. Snow is reported in the Haituo Mountain area of Beijing's northern Yangying district, as well as on Mentougou Mountain, just 100 kilometers west of the city center. Okay. Getting messages back and forth from our people. All right. A little bit more news from the world of science. Apparently, 14 years ago, in fact, basically just before Christmas Day 2003, the European Space Agency tried to land a ship on Mars called the Beagle 2 Lander, and it was going to look for signs of life. And those of us who are convinced that we found life with the Viking landers back in 1976 were looking forward to this. Unfortunately, it basically shut down just after it landed, and now they have spotted it with one of the orbiting ships around Mars, and they're saying that basically it got, as they describe it, excruciatingly close to succeeding. It did land and deployed at least three of its solar panels, but apparently one of them jammed and prevented the antenna from acquiring Earth, and that's why they were never able to hear from the Beagle again. So apparently NASA is expressing concern. Up until recently, all of the radioisotope thermoelectric generators used on, well, Viking and Curiosity used the isotope plutonium-238. Generates a lot of heat, can be converted to power, and it's used for probes, especially those going way out to the edges of the solar system where solar cells just aren't going to work. But unfortunately, apparently, they're starting to run out. Nobody's manufacturing this stuff anymore, and NASA is somewhat concerned. Now, they need this plutonium. They can't substitute the ruthenium because the plutonium isotope half-life is years and years and years. And obviously, for long-duration missions, the ruthenium would basically fade out before the mission was over. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today here. Bunch of stuff is developing over in Japan. The Shinmodake volcano has started an eruption. Boy, the whole planet is shaking and rocking and rolling. We're getting a lot more quakes down here on the Big Island. Apparently, there is problems in the world of GMO. Apparently, the pests that are supposed to be destroyed by glyphosate and these other GMO pesticides, they're evolving to tolerate it. And apparently, a major study into groups genetically modified to repel pests has found the insects are rapidly developing resistance. And they found the bugs that developed resistance that substantially reduced the efficacy of the GM crops in 16 cases of 2016 compared to just 3 cases in 2005. It took just 5 years for the bugs to be able to shrug off the poisons produced by the GM crops in the 16 areas where bugs developed resistance. And the thing is, Monsanto knew this. They knew that this technology was not going to be permanent, and they'd have to come up with something new, which is now they want a combination of glyphosate and dioxin. I mean, that's Agent Orange stuff out there. Now, according to a story over in 12160, apparently the FBI is opening an investigation to Harvey Weinstein on orders from the Justice Department, who fear that Weinstein will do a Roman Polanski. You're already too late. Yeah, he fled to Europe on a private plane. More people are coming on out saying that this guy attacked him. Cara Delevingne, I'm not even sure who that is, basically tried to force her to have a threesome with another woman in a New York City hotel. Another victim is coming on out about how Weinstein's assistant and a Miramax executive literally trapped the girl alone in Weinstein's room. So it's just, it's disgusting. It really is. And like I said, after the way I got treated by Hollywood, I'm having a certain visceral pleasure in this. Now, over at The Intercept, they have an article basically talking about a new study from Dartmouth, Yale, and Brown, in which they have discovered that members of Congress who don't have draft-age sons are much more likely to support hawkish wars, and they studied over the last 4 major wars. Congressmen who didn't have kids, they were all gung-ho. Let's draft them and send them on out there. Imagine my shock. Of course, congressmen who have kids are not going to want to place them at risk, or they're going to use their pull to get them sent someplace where they're not in harm's way. Like George W. Bush spent the Vietnam years flying jets over Texas, so forth and so on. Okay, let's see what else we have here, finishing up the news. Apparently, they've caught the governor of Michigan lying about the Flint water crisis. Imagine my shock about that one. And apparently, one of Christopher... Oh, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. All right, I got things to do. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.